Hello.
Hello, this is Tiffany giving you a call back from customer service. How may I help you on today?
Yes, I was calling to see when my product would be delivered.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
911. No, it's, I apologize. 91001.
Okay, what's your first and last name, sir?
Dwayne Long.
D Long?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. All right, can I get you to verify your address for security purposes?
3080 Fair Oaks Avenue, Altadena, California. 91001.
Let's see. All right, so let's see here. You started your trial 3/31. It was shipped out on the 1st of April. Let's see. You haven't gotten it because it said it arrived on April the 6th at 10:44 a.m.
No, I haven't received anything. And I was concerned about the charge. I had ordered both of them. Like when you ordered the first one and then the second one popped up, it was like a different product. And I ordered it. I saw the charge come on my card, but then I don't see that charge anymore. And then all of a sudden, your company name comes up. At first, it wasn't even a name, just some other numbers. Could you hold one second, please? This is the bank calling. Hold on one second.
Sure.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Okay, yes. So it was two products. It was, and they both was like one was $4, the other one was six. And I didn't know this was a membership. I thought it was a one-time fee, a trial. You had to pay for that, and that was it. Is this? I mean, am I enrolled in some monthly thing?
Well, when you first sign up for the product, it is a 14-day trial, period. So
Right.
you only pay for the shipping and handling. We send you that 30-day supply of the product. So when you order the product, they give you the terms and conditions. Within that product, you have 14 days to try it. Well, actually, well, 10 days to try it, about 3 to 4 days to get the product by mail. Once you get the product, you have 10 days to try it. If you don't like it, you have to call us by that 14th day to let us know if you're gonna keep the products or you want to cancel. If you don't call to cancel, they will bill you on the 15th day that full amount for the product.
What is the full amount?
Well, it just basically depends on the product. So, and then on your end, I only show one, so I'm not sure what occurred when you ordered because we only took out the 498 for the
Are you
testosterone.
aware of another product that pops up? It's the same name, but some other, I don't know what it is. And it was around, I think it was $6 or something. Do you have another product like that? Hello?
Well, sometimes it does because depending on what product you have, you may have a secondary product that might help
Okay, well, you know
the
what?
current product
Never
that you
mind
have.
that. Don't even worry about that, sweet. What was the charge that they're going to charge me on the 14th day? Because I never even received the product, and it was just an impulse buy. And I don't know. I was watching that Shark Tank all the time, and they said that these people invested in it, so I just was seeing what it was. But I didn't have a clue that this was some monthly thing. So with saying that, I've never received the product. So what do we go there? So to even know, what would be the fee? Have you charged my card again?
No. Give me 1 second. I can look at your trial data information here. But I just checked the tracking confirmation number that was tied to the account. But it did state it was delivered on April the 6th at 10:44 p.m. Deliver in or at mailbox at the address that we have on file.
A delivery at 10:44? No, I didn't have that because I check my mail every morning. So if it was delivered at 10:40 when I went to go get my mail, I would have saw it the next day. I didn't see any of that.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me check on this. Let me see something here. What is... Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Now that I have refreshed the account, okay, so I do see that it was a secondary nitro oxide that you did order for $4.95 as well, but for some reason that declined when you tried to order it back on March the 31st, so that's why we only have the $4.98 posted to the account, and then it looks like it did try to charge you on today the actual price of that product, which is $94.96.
$94?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. I don't want that. I'm glad it didn't cancel that. I never received it. And this little Corona stuff or whatever, how you doing a lot of impulse stuff without even reading all the fine print? Well, I never received it, so you don't never have to resend it. I'm good.
Okay. Were there any type of results you were trying to get out of the product, and I can see what I can do for you if you did want to try it out?
No. I mean, I'm not paying $95 for that. The only reason I looked at it because, and I didn't even research it all. They just advertised it with the Shark Tank. That could have been a straight-up lie. I didn't research that because ain't no way in the world I would be paying $100 for what? I mean, what was it? It was for, you said it was for a trial period, but they did what? What was the trickery with it? You said something.
It's a 14-day trial. We go ahead and send you a 30-day supply of the product.
Oh, so you get 14 days for the amount, but y'all see 30 days for it, and then that's where you justify charging me an additional $85. But I'm going to pay $4.95 for 14-day trial, And then $85 for the additional 14 days or 16 days?
Yeah, well, that's a month. That's a 30-day supply. So that's what it will be each month for the full 30 days.
I know, but you said, yeah, you sent, did you send a 30-day supply or what was being sent?
Yeah, it's a 30-day supply. They just don't charge you the full amount until after 14 days to let you test it out and see if it's a product you would like to continue with.
No, I don't think I would want to spend no $100.
Well, I did say I can assist you if you did want to try it, Mr. Long. Like, we do have discounts. Right now, we have a 35% discount on future orders. And, hey, since you haven't received it yet, what I can do is reship you. And hold on, let me see something. All right, thank you for patiently holding, sir. So as I was stating, Mr. Long, I can reship you the product if you were wanting to try it out.
I don't want to end up paying no $100 after 30 days. That don't make no sense. I didn't sign up for that. Not no reoccurring $100 bill. I'm cool. I was just, like I said, it was just some impulse. I'm so glad that stuff didn't show up. Wow.
Okay. Well, I do want to just inform you with the testosterone, the male enhancement, it does increase your stamina, strength, and increases the blood flow.
No. I understand everything you said, young lady, but I'm cool with it. It was just some, like I said, some impulse buying. It wasn't nothing like, oh, this is what I need to save my world. No, I'm good. It was just impulse. That's all it was.
Okay.
And it said $4. I said, well, how can I? I thought it was like a trial, like just a trial bottle, like one little bottle for $5. I said, how could I go wrong spending $5? Let's do this. Okay. And I was like, man, they probably making a lot of money doing that. $5, that's nothing. And lo and behold, you got to read that fine print.
Yes, and you always have to read the fine print.
Yeah, that was some goofiness on mine, but that was God saving me. Because they never showed, and I'm like, well, where's my $5 product? And come to find out, it was a $100 product that I never seen. Thank you, Jesus. So let's cancel that order. And,
okay, I'm
going to
go ahead and cancel, and then I give you the cancellation number, all right?
But does that just automatically be refunded to my account? Because I never received the product, and you just said you guys just attempted to make $185 charge. Oh, man, I would have lost my mind. I looked up and saw that on my account. So how does that work?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cancel one moment. All right, so I got that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready, sir.
Is it going to automatically go back to my card?
Well, the payment that we tried to take today, it declined, so we actually didn't get that amount.
No, it's a payment on my card. That's how I was able to come up. It's a charge. $5, but I'm not giving y'all $5.
You said what? Are you talking about the shipping and handling?
It was a $5 charge on my card. That's how I know the number to call.
Let me go back, because the only charge we have on the account is the shipping and handling, and that's non-refundable.
And what is the shipping and handling? The $4.95?
Correct.
Okay, no, well, send it to me in. I know how we're going to do this. Resend my stuff.
So you actually want the product?
I want to cancel it, so let me try it then. If I got to pay for this, y'all treat me real good. I never received it. Go ahead and send it. Now you explain to me how it works. I got 14 days to cancel it.
And I'm going to try your product to see how it works out. That's all the way a trick.
I thought the $4.95 was for the product. If I'd have saw that, then I would have knew my red flag would have went up. And I would have read everything else.
Okay, I'll definitely go ahead and get it situated for you in one moment. Any other questions or concerns? I'll get it.
Well, I need you to reset the date and everything correctly so they don't try to charge my card again until that 14th day. So however that, I'm doing this now. I never received the product, so the date needs to be from this day forward. Or however long, it should be the date from the day you receive the product. I don't know why you guys are counting days that you, your time, that's not a full 14 days. It should be the 14 days from the date is seen, is shown that it's been delivered. That's honest business to me.
Okay. Yeah, well, they don't have it like that.
Okay, well, that's cool. Just go ahead and resend it. And could you set it up for this day? And I got a couple other things I need to do. I don't know what you guys, what kind of, did Shark Tank really approve of this? Or is this, that was a gimmick too? Because that's what sold me. It was a little infomercial on your phone called Shark Tank. And I'm just a fan of that show. So that's what really made me buy it. They said all the judges invested like $25 million into it. So it made me say, well, it must be real. But it's a gimmick. So are you going to be able to set it from this day forward?
Well, I have to set the extension from 20 days from your actual trial date when it should have been ended. So give me one second. I have those dates for you in one moment.
Ma'am, if you can just input it, I'm in the middle. I got a meeting. I'm actually in the shower, so I got a lot of stuff I got to do. I'm running late. Do I need to be on the phone for this?
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
You
need to lay the phone down and put me on speaker. That's fine.
Yeah, you're on the speaker. Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you for patiently holding, sir. So I went ahead and reshipped everything and got your extension placed. So you'll have to call in on May the 3rd to let us know if you want to keep the product or not, okay? And then also, if you don't receive that product within at least 4 days, give us a call and let us know that you have not received that product.
That, I'm glad you said that. That was my next question. So we got 4 days or so, and if I don't get it, call back.
Please call back, yes, and let us know that.
Thank you, ma'am. You've been a great deal of help.
All right. Thank you for choosing customer service. Have a great day and be safe.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You too.